Good morning, brothers and sisters.
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
It's always joyful to see all of you here.
很高兴地看到你们每一位在这里。
Today, hang on a second, let me do this. This is not easy. Okay, all right. Okay, so from the beginning of his ministry, Jesus had been teaching that the kingdom of heaven is near.
在耶稣这个开始的事工呢，他是教导我们天国近了。And
this heavenly kingdom was totally different from what the Jews were expecting. Oh, sorry, I forgot to dismiss. 都是何牧师的错。All right, sorry, let me repeat that. Okay. This heavenly kingdom was totally different from what the Jews were expecting.
这个天国与犹太人所期待的这个天国是完全不同的。The
Jews were looking for an earthly kingdom that going to help them get out from under the Romans.
犹太人期待的是有一位军事强盛的这个君王呢,
And it's going to be led by a king with military might against all these earthly powers.
对，他是有一个是军事强盛的一个君王，带领犹太人能够摆脱这个罗马帝国的这个统治。
But Jesus was telling them about a kingdom of heaven.
耶稣告诉他们是天国。
And he is that Messiah that will bring them victories, not just against earthly powers, but also against spiritual powers.
只是耶稣说他就是那位弥赛亚，能够带给这个他们犹太人战胜属灵的一个权势的一种力量。
And in the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus taught his disciples and the people who gather around them.
那么，耶稣带领的这个子民还有他的信徒是如何教导他们是天国的子民是怎么样形成的。
And he was telling them, how do you enter this kingdom of heaven? How do you become a citizen of this kingdom of heaven?
他们如何才能够进入这个天国？怎样如何的变成这个天国的子民？
And what do the citizens of the kingdom of heaven look like?
那天国的子民是什么样子呢？
And the Beatitudes are the answer, the response to these questions.
那么八福是对这些问题的初步的回答。
And the full salvation plan of Jesus dying on the cross is not revealed at that early point in his ministry.
耶稣的事工在开始的时候呢，是并没有完全揭示为人类所牺牲的这个救赎计划。
But the Beatitudes set a firm foundation for that message of repentance.
但这个八福呢，是却为了这个悔改的信息呢，定了一个非常坚固的基础。
So a few months ago, I preached on the first half of that Beatitudes.
几个月前呢，我讲到了八福的前半部分。
And that first half is about the inner attributes of these heavenly citizens.
那是分享的是天国子民。 内在的态度
And it described the DNA of these citizens.
是讲解了这个天国子民的染色体。
And this DNA is completely opposite of what you would expect from a successful citizen of an earthly kingdom.
那这个染色体与地上的国度的成功子民的所期待的是完全不同的。
And instead of self-assured, a citizen of the heavenly kingdom is poor in spirit.
那么天国子民的染色体不是自信满满的，而是虚心的，圣灵的这个贫穷。And
instead of someone who is confident and proud of himself, a citizen of the heavenly kingdom is mournful and repentant of his sin.
天国的子民的染色体不是自豪自满，而是哀痛的为自己的罪哀痛悔改。And
instead of being aggressive and proud, a citizen of the heavenly kingdom is meek and gentle.
那么天国子民的这个染色体呢，不是出诸逼人的，逼人太甚的，而自高自大的，反而是温柔谦卑的。And
instead of hunger and thirst for the success as defined by these earthly standards, the citizen of a heavenly kingdom hunger and thirst for righteousness.
那么天国的子民不是渴望世俗意义的这种成功，而是饥渴慕义的天国的公义。
And today we're going to cover the second half of the Beatitudes.
那么今天我们将讲到八福的后半段。
And this second half is about someone who will then live out a life as a citizen of the heavenly kingdom.
那么，这是这一部分呢，是要讲到是邻里的这个贫穷，要活出一个天国子民的一个生命。
And the hallmarks of such a person are mercy, purity, peacemaking, and then joy despite persecution.
这样的人的标志就是怜悯、纯洁、和睦，并且在逼迫中仍然是喜乐的。
Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy.
怜恤的人有福了，因为他们必蒙怜恤。
What is the definition of mercy?
什么是怜恤的意思？
Mercy consists of two components. There is what you do and also what you don't do.
怜悯包括了两个部分，是你要做什么和你不做什么。
For the do part, mercy is a compassionate treatment of someone who is suffering or in need.
那么其实就是别人的一个需求。
And Jesus demonstrated deep compassion throughout his ministry, particularly for those who are suffering, marginalized, or in need.
在这个里面呢，就是对受苦的这个耶稣在这个施工中展现了一个深切的一个同情，对那些受苦的被边缘化的还有需求的人。
And this compassion is not just a feeling, but actually something that moved him to alleviate those people's suffering.
那么这个呢，不是一种感动，而是一种深刻的一个同理心。
And he healed the sick.He comforted the grieving, and he provided for the hungry, all driven by his compassion in his heart.
那么他的这个是这个采取一个行动呢，能够减轻别人的痛苦，他医治病人，安慰哀伤的人。
And for the don't part is really withholding a punishment for someone who actually deserves it.
那么不做的是you can you repeat that?
Is withholding a punishment for someone who actually deserves it.
不要该做的就是不要去对付别人，要宽恕别人。
So when the Israelites rebelled against God and didn't follow His ways and worship idols, now God, because of His mercy, did not put an end to them or abandon them.
当以色列人他们没有去听从神的话语的时候呢，那么神呢就离开他们了。
So, and also when people rejected Jesus or even persecuted Jesus, Jesus didn't call down the fire from heaven to destroy them again because of his mercy.
当人逼迫耶稣基督时，基督是怜悯的，他没有让这个火能够降在世界上，这个毁灭了人们。
So, what are some of the examples of mercies in our life?
那有哪些这个活出怜悯的例子呢？
So the first number one thing we often think about is meeting other people's physical needs.
我们要满足别人的这个特别的这个物质的需求。
And for the do part, we may be helping some friends or family or even strangers, being generous in our time and resources.
我们其实就是帮助我们家人们所认识的人还有陌生人，是经过我们的这个时间还有物质的一种帮补。
And in our church, we have a benevolence ministry, and to help individuals, we'd be with some financial needs or other people groups.
我们教会其实有一个这个慈善的一个事工，是专门帮助我们教会的弟兄姐妹在财务上还有物质上的一些需求。
And sometimes for the don't part, it may be just lending money people to people, but don't really expect them to repay you.
那么不需要做的呢，其实就是我们帮补人呢。时候呢是不需要有任何的这个回报的。
But mercy does just goes beyond meeting physical needs. It can also be meeting people's spiritual and emotional needs.
那么怜悯呢可能是这个不施加这个感情的一种惩罚。那么有时候呢我们会给别人的这个怜悯。
So as an example,we have a team of Stephen ministries in our church that will be walking with care receivers.
那我们教会里面有一个团队叫做斯蒂凡施工的一个团队，那么他是陪伴需求这个经历创伤事件的人物。
And so these care receivers may have experienced traumatic events in their life. It may be losing a loved one, or maybe prolonged illness, and it may be just different situations that in their lives.
譬如像失去亲人长期患病的和面临人生困难的一些 教会的弟兄姐妹们，我是牧道友。
And if you open your eyes, you're going to find that there are many people around you that would have that emotional or spiritual needs.
其实我们仔细思考看看的话，我们周边是有一些这种需求的弟兄姐妹。
And you don't have to be a Stephen minister, even though I love for you to join us to meet those needs.
我非常愿意希望你们能够加入这个 City Fund， 但是不一定你需要加入 City Fund 的这个事工来看顾别人。
And then on the don't part, it can be just withholding emotional punishment.
那么不要做的呢，就是怜悯呢是可以不施加感情方面的这种惩罚。
And maybe we all have this experience. Sometimes we can be heaping emotional punishment on others by giving them the silent treatment.
我们有时候呢是给予有些人这种感情上的惩罚，譬如是非常冷漠的对待。
Giving them the cold shoulders, or even creating shame and fear in them.
譬如说是给人家一个冷的肩膀啊，或是制造这种恐惧还有羞辱感。
And mercy is refraining from putting those punishment on those other people, even though you may think that they deserve it.
怜悯，就是在认为对方应该领受这种惩罚的时候，我们需要克制这种惩罚的行为。
Sometimes we hear that a spouse may be giving the other one silent treatment for months. That's emotional punishment, or even you can call it torture, and that's definitely not mercy in action.
那么有时候呢，我们这个在婚姻里面的对这个对方呢是这种冷淡的这个冷漠的这种对待哦，这个是一种不是应该做的这种怜悯的一种行为。
Mercy applies to our speech as well.
怜悯也是用在我们的言语上面。
Merciful speech is speaking with compassion, kindness, patience, and forgiveness.
怜悯的言语是以这种同情、良善还有耐心的宽容来说话。
It uses language that is gentle, understanding, and avoids harshness or condemnation.
其实我们每天都是应该可以实现这种的，因为这种权利呢是会惩罚或伤害其他人。
So the purpose of our merciful speech is to alleviate suffering rather than to inflict it.
其实目的是要减轻别人的痛苦，而不是施加人家的痛苦。
It is to seek understanding rather than to prove the other person is wrong.
目的是寻求理解，而不是证明别人的错误。
For the don't part, merciful speech means that you don't gossip.
不要做的就是怜悯的言语呢，意味着不要八卦。
Don't mock.
不嘲笑。
Don't yell.
不要大叫。
Don't threaten.
不威胁。
Don't humiliate.
不要羞辱。
Don't label others with names.
不要给人家戴帽子。
And more generally,Don't speak ill of others.
那么广泛的说呢，就是不要说别人的坏话。
Even when what you don't say is actually true.
即使你认为这是事实的。
So instead, do say positive things if you can find positive things to say.
相反的话，其实呢，如果找到可以值得肯定的话语的话，或事情的话，就应该积极说。
If you can't think of anything good to say, then just be quiet.
如果找不到的话，就保持沉默。
And most of all, mercy applies to the heart.
最重要呢，其实怜悯是适用在我们的心里面。
It starts from our heart and comes out in speech and actions.
它开始是从我们的心开始，然后呢，实现在我们的言语和行为上面。
A merciful heart is full of forgiveness, and it does not seek revenge or Hold a grudge.
那么怜悯呢，其实是充满了宽容、宽恕，是不寻求这种报复或记仇的。
A merciful heart is extremely careful in how we judge others.
我们这个在怜悯的这个心里面，我们是要特别注意如何去批评别人，非常要谨慎。
When Jesus said in Matthew 7 that we do not judge,He is not saying that we have no judgment and everything is permissible.
在马太福音 七章的时候，耶稣说不要判断，不要论断。那他并不是说我们不会面对判断或论断，那么一切其实都是允许的。
And actually, if you look at these two verses in 7 and 5, it's actually a mirror image of each other.
其实如果看这两段经文啊，其实就是一个镜子的一个影像。
In Matthew 5, he's saying that the measure you use to In Matthew 5, he is saying that the measure of mercy you show to others will determine how much mercy you receive.
在马太福音五章所讲的就是，当你批评别人，你用的这个尺度其实就是也会用来批评你将来。
And in Matthew 7, he is saying the measure you use to judge will be the measure in how you are judged.
那么同样的，就是你如何被论断别人是同样的你是用一样的会被一样的方式来被论断。
He is warning us that we have double standards.
他是在提醒我们我们有两种的双重标准。
We see specks in other people's eyes, but we don't see the logs in ours.
我们常常看到别人眼中的刺，但是我们却看不到自己眼中的梁木。
We see the worst in others when it is just a speck.
我们看到别人的这种错误呢，其实就是一个刺目。
We assign the worst motive to other people, but we go easy on ourselves.
那么，当我们看到人家的错误的时候呢，我们就会把最坏的这种动机呢，这个论断别人，但是对自己呢却是宽容的。
He is reminding us that we have these giant blind spots.
耶稣提醒我们，我们是有一个巨大的盲点。
We have these logs in our eyes, and we are fumbling around. But we can say, "Well, I can see your problem."
我们眼中的梁木，我们是有眼中的梁木，但是我们常常是什么？看到我看到你的问题。
We are laser focused on others' wrongdoing, but we don't see the whole person behind that speck.
我们特别的这种镭射的这种眼光来看别人的错误，但是呢，我们看不到自己的这种全貌。我们不审查自己。
This is the 1996 Life Magazine Picture of the Year.
这是1996年的这个生活杂志的一个年度的一个图片照片。
In 1996, the Ku Klux Klan held a rally in Ann Arbor, Michigan.
在1996年，三 K 党在密歇根州呢，阿伯博士呢是举行了一个聚集。
So when people found out about this KKK rally,An opposite force of protesters gathered.
当人们知道这个三 K 党要聚集的时候呢，那有一群这个反对党呢，也聚集了。
So police in riot gear showed up and to keep the two sides apart.
那么警察就穿着这个防弹的这种防爆的一种这个装备呢，就来维持双方的这个秩序。
And one guy from the KKK side, he was wearing these Nazi tattoos and also Confederate flags. He somehow walked to the other side of the crowd.
那么有一位来自三 K 党的人，他身上有那种纳粹的这个刺青，还有举着这个南方的这个联邦旗子。他不知道为什么如何呢，走到了另外一边的人群里面。
Maybe he meant to join the KKK crowd, but he mistakenly got to the opposite side.
他本以为是要打算加入三 K 党的游行，但是呢，却误入了对方的一个阵营里面。
But regardless of the reason, then the result was that he was chased by these anti-KKK protesters.
无论如何呢，他呢，这位呢，就是马上呢被这个反三 K 党的人呢追逐着。
And during that chase, he fell to the ground, and the crowd turned into a mob.
那么在这个追逐的过程中呢，他摔倒在地上了。这个人群呢，马上变成一种暴徒了。
And the group surrounded him, kicking him and hitting him with those wooden sticks of the signs.
那这一群呢，就围住了他，要踢他呢，然后打他，是用这个木棍，还有这个，用木棍打他。
Now at that time, an 18-year-old high school student, her name is Keisha Thomas, you can see her over there.
那么这边有一位18岁的这个高中生，叫凯西亚。
And she threw herself on top of a man she did not know and shielded him from the blows.
她呢就用她的身体扑倒在这个陌生人身上，保护他，免得继续的被殴打。
And the student photographer who took this picture said it was who she saved that made her actions so remarkable.
那么有一个学生呢，就是一个学习这个照片的一个摄影的一个学生，名叫马克·布鲁纳，就是针对的这位18岁的高中生呢，就说这位女士呢，其实是她为这个托马斯所做的行为是让人什么惊讶的。And
he said she put herself at physical risk to protect someone who, in my opinion, would not have done the same for her. And who does that in this world?
那么这个学生呢，去指着这个女生啊，高中生呢，就说她冒着这个生命的危险，在她的这个学生的看来呢，是不相信这个男生呢是会为这个女生做同样的事情。那么在这个世界上，有什么人会做这种事情啊？
So mercy is kindness extended to someone even when that someone is wrong, and the rest of the world thinks it's not worthy of our mercy. And the recipient may not even be grateful.
怜悯其实是对某人的仁慈，即使那个人是错的，即使世界上的人都认为这位人是错的，不配得任何的怜悯，其实呢，而且怜悯这个人呢，可能会感到不会任何的感激。Keith
Thomas never heard from the man she saved. Keith Thomas never heard from the man she saved.
耶稣说他从不会伤害到任何他救的人，是不是？
No, the woman never heard from the man she saved.
Oh, sorry. 这位女士呢是从来之后呢就没有听到这位任何这个救她的被救的人。
But she did meet a member of his family.
那么他是有碰见见过一个这个男士的这个家人。Months
later, someone came up to her in a coffee shop and said thanks.
那么几个月后呢，他坐在这个咖啡店里面，有一位人物呢跟他说谢谢。What
for? She asked.
这位女生呢就说为什么？That
was my dad. The young man replied.
那么有一位年轻人就回答他说：“那是我的父亲。”Now
mercy, of course, comes from God.
怜悯来自上帝。But
how come some are more merciful than others? How do we become more merciful ourselves?
为什么会有些人比其他人更有怜悯之心呢？那么我们如何才能变得更有怜悯啊？
To answer that, we'll go back to that first half of the Beatitudes.
这个呢，我们就要这个回答呢，这个问题呢，我们就要回到八福的前半段。Mercy
comes from knowing that we are poor in spirit and we are broken people.
那么怜悯呢，是来自于我们知道我们自己是在灵命里面呢是贫穷的，那么我们是有缺陷的人。We
are where we are owes entirely to the grace of God.
我们今天的所在之处呢，是完全出于神的恩典。Mercy
comes from meekness. Our trust in God that He knows people's heart and He's the ultimate judge, and not take matters into our own hands.
那么怜悯是来自于温柔，是我们对神的一个信任，相信神呢了解我们的心，他是最终的审判者，而不是我们有任何的这种掌管的主权。When
we truly recognize our own spiritual poverty and feel sorry for our sins, we'll not be so ready to condemn others.
当我们真正认识到自己属灵的缺陷的时候，贫穷的时候呢，而且并认为我们自己罪恶感而感到遗憾的时候呢，我们就不太愿意谴责别人了。There
will be a humility in us, recognizing the grace that we have received, and then never to and always be more ready to extend that same grace and same forgiveness to other people.
那么我们会变得更加的谦卑。 认识到我们所接受的这个恩典和宽恕的时候呢，就会更愿意将这种恩典和宽恕延伸给别人。If
we never have a problem with drugs or alcohol, we will not understand how can people be enslaved by those things, and we don't have empathy for them.
当我们从来没有跟毒品还有这种酒精有任何的这种捆绑的时候，问题的时候呢，那我们可能就是无法了解为什么人们会被这种事情而被捆绑。 成为奴隶，那么我们会对他们，而不会对他们有表示任何的同情。
If we have never gone through relationship conflicts, we may not understand those who have gone through similar situations and how difficult, how daunting that can be.
当我们没有经过任何关系的这种冲突的时候，在我们婚姻里面，在这个职场里面，那我们可能就是无法了解，在这个经历上面的任何类似的，的状况的，人，其他人，那么其实呢，也不知道有多么的，复杂。
And we, if we never truly understand our own sinfulness, but instead we think we're okay people, then we would not have developed mercy for others.
如果我们从来没有真正理解我们自己的罪孽、罪恶，却认为自己是还不错的，那么我们就不会培养出一种怜悯的心，反而会对别人呢和要求别人会做得更好。
Sometimes we feel torn between mercy and justice. Should we always show mercy to others?
有时候呢，我们会在这个正义和怜悯之间呢左右为难。那么我们应该始终表现如要表现出怜悯吗
？Sometimes we are parents who are to deal with misbehaving children.
那么我们可能是需要处理一些不听话的父母。
Sometimes we may be employers who are to deal with employees who are not doing so well.
我们会面临一些这种表现不佳的雇工。
Sometimes we may be a judge who have to deal with offenders of the law.
也许我们是这种法官面对一些不守法的一些子民公民。
Or we may be in a church have to deal with congregation members who are not, you know, doing the church discipline that well.
也许我们在教会里面可能要对这种违反教会纪律的会众成员，我们要面对他们。
Now I don't have a magic formula.To tell you how big that cup of mercy is versus how big the cup of justice should be.
吴佩长老并没有一个神奇的公式来计算何为怜悯，还有正义的一种比例或一种工程式。
I can tell you that God requires both.
我们知道神是要求我们两者兼而有之。
In Micah 6:8, God requires to act justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with God.
在弥迦书六章八节神要求我们行公义、好怜悯、存谦卑的心，与你的神同行。
And he himself satisfies the demand of justice and demonstrated with mercy when his son died on the cross for us.
其实呢，他自己满足了正义的要求并在他的儿子为我们的罪而死的时候呢，就显示出怜悯。
And in Micah 6:8 begins with two seemingly opposite requirements of justice and mercy, and then it ends with a command of walking humbly with God.
那么弥迦书六章八节，可以看似一种相反的一个要求，就是正义和怜悯开始，是与神谦卑同行的命令一个结束。
So when we walk humbly with someone, we listen to that someone.
当我们谦卑地跟人同行的时候，我们应该是听从。他的话
We follow his lead, we follow his will.
我们尊重他的旨意。
Humility is also the foundation of our relationship with God.
谦卑就是我们跟神建立一种密切的关系的基础。
God wants us to act justly and to love mercy, and he will be the one who leads us in each situation.
神要我们行公义、好怜悯，他是将会告诉我们在每一种情况下呢要怎么做，我们只要愿意听他。
The blessing of this beatitude is that we will be shown mercy.
那么这八福是我们将把怜悯如何的是接受怜悯。
It is God heaping mercy upon mercy on us.
是神把怜悯赐给我们。
We will be receiving mercy from God and also from others.
我们将会从神和别人那里得到怜悯。
It's not that we can earn mercy by being merciful, because by definition, mercy is not something that we can earn.
怜悯其实是不靠的行为而得来的。那根据这个定义呢，怜悯不是我们可以赚取的东西。
In the Bible, David is an example of a merciful person.
那在圣经里面呢，大卫王呢是一位怜悯的人的一个例子。
He was merciful to Saul, sparing him multiple times, even though Saul was pursuing for David's life.
他对扫罗表示的怜悯，多次的饶恕他。尽管扫罗正在追杀大卫时。
He was also merciful to Mephibosheth, Jonathan's son.
他也对约拿单的儿子，米非波设表示怜悯。
So when David he himself in a single act committed adultery, deceit, and even murder by killing Uriah and taking Bathsheba his wife, God showed mercy to him.
那么，当大卫在做一件这个单一的行为里面呢，他犯了奸淫、谋杀、欺骗，一举杀死了乌利亚，把乌利亚的妻子别示巴纳为妻子。但是神向大卫王施行怜悯。
God had forgiven him, even though he had to pay a price, but he stayed on as a king and was eventually able to pass his reign to his son Solomon.
那么，神宽恕了大卫王，但大卫王付出了代价。他仍然继续的做国王，而且在年老的时候，把这个统治的这个国度呢，这个权柄呢，给了他儿子所罗门。
Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God.
清心的人有福了，因为他们必得见神。
What does pure mean? It means when something is pure gold, it means it is unmixed with other metals or impurities.
纯洁是什么意思？我们说某物是纯金。其实就是未掺杂其他金属和杂物。
We want to drink pure water because it's uncontaminated by other chemicals or foreign matter.
我们要喝纯净的水，因为它没有被其他的化物可，或是异物来，这个，污染。
So for someone who is pure in heart, it means someone who is clean, who is blameless, who is uncontaminated by sin in our thoughts, in our character, in our desires, in our motives.
一个清心的人呢，是，干净的。无可指责，他的心思、品格、欲望呢，还有动机是不受罪的，污染。
It is someone without sin, and it's not just that outward purity of behavior, but also inner moral righteousness.
那么这种人呢是没有罪，不仅在外面的行为的一个，纯洁，那心里面呢，更是在这个道德上也是正直的。
It is someone without hypocrisy. He is not just doing good things so that other people can see him, just so that he can be rewarded by men.
那么这种人是没有虚伪的，因为，他不是会为了，别人，看见，他所做的、所行的被别人看见，而是只是为了得，或是只是为了得到，任何人的奖赏。
And it is someone without divided loyalty because he is not serving the world and God at the same time.
这种人是没有双重的忠诚。他不可能是服侍神，或是在服侍世界，在一个同的时间里面。
And in Psalm 23, it's 24, it says, "Who may ascend the mountain of the Lord? Who may stand in His holy place? The one who has clean hands and a pure heart, who does not trust in an idol or swear by a false god."
那么诗篇二十四篇三到四节。谁能登耶和华山谁能登耶和华的山？谁能站在他的圣所？就是守节心清，不像虚妄其事不怀诡诈的人。
That pure heart was created at the moment we accepted Christ, when we became blameless because Jesus paid the price on the cross.
那么，当我们接受耶稣基督时呢，纯洁的心呢就被创造出来了。因为耶稣的死已经为我们的罪付出了赎价洁净，而且让我们变得无可指责。
Ezekiel 36 says, "I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you. I will remove from you your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh."
在以西结书36:25-26，我并用清水洒在你们身上，你们就洁净了。我要洁净你们，使你们脱离一切的污秽，弃掉一切的偶像。我也要赐给你们一个新心，将心灵放在你们里面，又从你们的肉体中除掉石心，赐给你们肉心。
And like the rest of the Beatitudes, the purity of heart does not just complete at the moment of our salvation.
在八福里面的其他部分呢，一样的，心灵的纯净，并不是仅仅在我们得救的那一刻。
It also describes this lifelong process of sanctification.
它描述的是一个一个一生终身的一个成圣的一个过程。
And our sinful nature is nailed on the cross.
我们的罪性是被钉在十字架上了。
And our focus is turning to God and not focus on ourselves.
我们的焦点是转向神，而不是转向人的这个可为性。
And God is truly sitting on the throne of our heart instead of idols that always take away God's position.
神是真正坐在我们心灵的这个宝座上，那么而不是那些经常篡夺宝位的这种偶像。
Jesus said in Luke 6, a good man brings good things out of the good stored up in his heart, and an evil man brings evil things out of the evil stored up in his heart. For the mouth speaks what the heart is full of.
路加福音呢，六章四十五节呢，这么说的啊，善人从他心里所存的善就发出善来，恶人从他心里所存的恶就发出恶来。So
it is up to us to pick what to store in our hearts.
其实是在于我们。 内心所充满的这个，我们就是好是坏，我们就会讲出来。And
do you store good or do you store evil?
你在心里存的是好的，就存好的；存坏的，就存坏的。Paul
told us that whatever is true, whatever is noble.
那么其实，这个保罗说，什么是真实的，什么是可敬的。
Whatever is right, whatever is pure.
什么是公义的、清洁的？
Whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable.
什么是可爱的？什么是有美名的？
If anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things.
若有什么德行，若有什么称赞，这些事你们都要思念。
Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God.
清心的人有福了，因为他们必得见神。
And that's the promise from Matthew 5:8.
这就是马太福音五章八节的应许。Seeing
God is what prophets aspire.
看见神是旧约先知的这个渴望。No
one has seen God, and Moses wanted to see God to have a deeper knowledge of God.
没有人见过神，摩西想要见神，他只要想见到这个对神有更深的一个认识。And
not just to hear His voice. But he really wanted to see God, but he can only see the back of God because God told Moses, "You cannot see my face. No one can see me and live."
那么，不单单是听神的声音，他只能看到神的这个背面，因为神告诉摩西，你不能见到我的面，因为人见了我就不能活。So
Moses was only allowed to see a very limited and indirect view of God.
那么摩西呢就被只被允许看到一种有限的情况。And
like Moses, today we may only see God in that limited way.
那么就像摩西一样，我们今天呢也只能看见神的是一种反照中看到神。We
may see God in nature.
我们可能在自然界看到神。We
may see God in our lives.
我们可能在我们的生命里看到神。We
may see God in scriptures.
我们可能在我们生活中看到神，我们可能在圣经中看到神。But
here in Matthew 5, we are given this promise that we will see God.
其实在马太福音五章中说的，我们会得到一个允许，就是我们将会看到神。And
we are also given the same promise in 1 Peter chapter 3.
同样的这个应许是在保罗前书所讲的。
Dear friends, now we are children of God, and what will be has not yet been made known. But we know that when Christ appears, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. All who have this hope in him purify ourselves, just as he is pure.
那么约翰一书三章二到三节是这么说的：“亲爱的弟兄啊，我们现在是神的儿女，将来如何尚未显明，但我们知道主若显现。” 我们必要像他，因为必得见他的真体。凡像他有这样指望的，就洁净自己，像他洁净一样。This
verse again ties purity to seeing God, not as a requirement to see God.
这里呢，再次的将纯洁可以看见神联系起来，而不是以作为行动来看见神的一个要求。
But it really is a way to prepare ourselves as a goal in our walk as we prepare to see God.
其实就是像一种纯洁的一个好像一个买票来看神一样。那么我们应该是准备我们自己 我们作为基督徒呢，这就是一个我们行走的一个目标。
Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God.
那么使人和睦的人有福了，因为他们必称为神的儿子。
This beatitude tells us to be a peacemaker, not just a peacekeeper, not just a peace lover, but actually actively seeking peace.
这里不仅仅是要我们维持和平，不仅仅是爱好和平，而是要成为一个造就和平的人。我们必须积极地寻求和平。
As Christians, we're given this ministry of reconciliation.
其实我们当基督徒，我们是被赋予的这种和解的一个事工。
We are to bring reconciliation between people and God.
我们要带来人与神的之间的这种和解。
Reconciliation among people and reconciliation between us and others.
人与人之间的和解，还有我们自己与其他人的之间的和解。
Colossians 1:20 tells us that, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through his blood shed on the cross.
哥罗西书一章二十节这么说：既然借着他在十字架上所流血，成就了和平，便借着他叫万有，无论是地上的、天上的，都与自己和好了。
And Jesus has made peace on the cross. Now we are the messengers that can bring that good news to others, so that others can be reconciled to God.
那么耶稣呢，在十字架成就了和平。那么现在呢，我们就是这些可以把这个好消息带给别人的使者，这样别人呢就可以与神和好。
And that kind of peacemaking can only done by us.
这种制造和平的施工只有从我们启动。
And he has committed to us the message of reconciliation. We are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making his appeal through us.
那么其实就是神在这个基督里呢，是叫世人与自己和好了。我们不将这个他的过犯归到他们身上，并且将这个和好的道理托付了我们。那么我们其实就是做了基督的使者。那么也就是神借着我们来劝你们一般。
It is sobering to realize that there are people in our lives that we are the only Christians they know, and we are committed to send that message of reconciliation to them.
那么我们意识应该在我们生活中呢，有些人呢是我们认识的一个唯一的基督徒，那么没有人呢可以成功的造就和平的人，那么这是一个令人很清醒的一个实现的一个问题。我们周边的基督徒是否多少我们可以看得见的。
Besides making peace between God and men, we also strive to make peace among men.
那么除了跟神之间的造就和平呢，我们应该还要努力的在人与人之间制造和平。
Colossians 3:15 says, "Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body you were called to peace."
哥罗西书三章十五节这么说：又叫基督的平安在你们心里做主，你们也要为此蒙召，归于一体，且要存感谢的心。
At first glance, we may think that this verse is tell us to have inner peace.
我们刚看的时候，那我们可能会认为这个经文呢会告诉我们有这个内心的平安。
But if you read the entire chapter 3 of Colossians, you're going to find from the context of that chapter, it's not talking about inner peace.
其实呢，我们在这个应该是拥有这个内心的平安，但是呢，虽然我们与神和好，其实呢不是整个哥罗西书三章上下文并不是谈论内心的平安，而是告诉我们应该努力的与其他人这个和与这个信徒们之间寻求神的这个和平。
And instead, it's really telling us that we should strive for peace with other people, especially among believers.
尤其是在我们不信主的这个弟兄不信主的朋友们之间。
Peace should be like a king ruling in your hearts.
和平应该是像王一样在我们心里面掌权。
Peace should be your priority.
应该是优先的。
Peace should be your motive.
和平应该是我们的这个动机。
Peace should determine your attitude.
和平应该是决定你的这个态度。
Peace should determine your actions and speech.
和平应该决定你的言语和行动。
In order to be a peacemaker, we must set our priorities and motives accordingly.
如果要成为一个造就和平的人呢，我们必须应当把我们这个优先事件还有动机呢，要设定好。
We must seek to unify and not divide.
我们必须寻求团结而不是分裂。
We must seek to have peace and not conflicts.
寻求和平，不是冲突。
We often say during argument, it's the principle of the thing.
我们常常说这都是原则问题。
And that would be the reason why we would insist on something and keep on arguing.
这就是这种原因呢，让我们持续的争执。
And we have to be careful when we say that because we have to ask what principle are we holding?
我们必须谨慎的使用这种方式，而且我们常常要问自己，这个原则到底是什么？
Are those principles core Christian doctrines or direct commands from the scripture?
这个原则是基督教的核心教义吗？是圣经中的这个直接命令吗？
Are those principles personal preferences, things that reasonable people can have different convictions or interpretations?
还是这些原则是个人的偏好，是合理人的可能有这种不同的信念，不同解释的一种事情。
And the latter are what Paul labeled as disputable matters in Romans 14.
那么其实呢，这个后者呢，就是保罗在罗马书十四章这个标记的可争论的事情。
He spent more than a chapter to tell the Romans, "Don't judge."
其实他在整一篇里面呢，告诉罗马人不要批评，不要批评。
Don't quarrel.
不要争吵。
Don't despise.
不要卑视。
Don't destroy.
不要毁害。
Because of all these disputable matters.
因为这都是争论的一些事情。
Instead, accept, build up, make peace, bear with one another.
相反的，要接受这个建议建造，还有造就和平，能够彼此的忍耐。
Our priorities and motives then determine our attitude.
我们的这个优先权，还有我们的这个决定了我们这个和平的这个动机。
And our humility, our attitude must be humility.
我们的心态是应该是谦卑的。
Our attitude must be forbearance.
我们应该是可以包容别人的。
Our attitude must be proactive.
我们的心态是要主动的。
And most of all, our attitude must be forgiving.
最重要的，我们是要能够饶恕别人。
Colossians 3 is a favorite chapter of mine. It says, "Forgive as the Lord forgave you."
那么哥罗西书是这个托尼长老最喜欢的一个书信。他 ，sorry.
That's okay. So, because of time limitations, I'm not going to get into. I think if you think about "forgive as the Lord forgave you," there is just so much in that particular verse that we can dig into.
如果我们思考这个耶稣如何的原谅我们的话，这就可以思考在这个哥罗西书的这个讲解。
Okay. Eddie, I'm going to start skipping. Okay.
Oh, thanks. Thanks for telling me.
All right.
马太福音。马太福音。
So just one more comment about peacemaker. We will be called children of God.
最后一个这个讲解就是我们如何成为。神的子民，儿女。
So, we are already children of God. So, why do we have to be peacemakers to be called children of God?
那么我们已经是神的儿女，因为我们还要为什么要重新再称呼我们自己是神的儿女？
This blessing is telling us that we will be like God, and others will recognize that we are children of God.
其实我们不是要像神，其实我们不是已经是神，我们要像神的儿女。
Okay, to the last beatitude, blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
那么最后的一个这个八福呢，是讲解到这个为义受逼迫的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me.
当人侮辱你、逼迫你，并因为我们是编造各种坏话毁谤你的时候呢？
And rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven, for in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you.
应当欢喜快乐，因为你们在天上的赏赐是大的。在你们以前的先知，人也是这样逼迫他们。
And so Jesus ends the beatitude with this last one of our persecution because of righteousness.
那么，基督是以最后一个条例呢，是关于这个为这个公义受逼迫的福音。
If we truly live out the beatitudes, we will receive persecution.
我们真正实践前面的这个福音的话，我们就会受到逼迫。
When we insist in our workplace on how we do business with integrity, we may end up with financial loss.
当我们在这个职场里面，我们这个持续我们的公益的话，我们可能会受到利益的一种损坏。
When we share our faith with people, they may not receive it favorably. They or may not even receive it politely.
当我们分享神的福音的话，我们可能遭受到很不礼貌的或是这个反对性的这种态度。
When we get into conflicts with our non-Christian family members because of how we practice our faith, we may receive persecution.
那么很可能我们也会受到这种逼迫，尤其是我们在跟这个非基督徒的家人们传福音的时候所发生的这种冲突，我们时时刻刻会被称为非常的这种敬虔时候呢，我们都会受到逼迫。
Now, there is an important qualifier in this beatitude, persecuted because of righteousness, because of Jesus.
那这段八福呢，有一个重要的一个限定语，就是说是因为公义，是因为耶稣的。
And if we are suffering because of our own wrongdoing, that's not persecution described here, it's just punishment for us.
如果我们是为自己的错误而受到了苦难或是逼迫呢？其实这不是这八福所描述的逼迫，这只是对我们自己的惩罚。
This persecution comes with a command: rejoice and be glad.
这里呢其实是有一个命令，让我们什么欢喜快乐
？Because great is our reward in heaven.
那么因为最后呢，我们所得到的是恩赐。
Jesus is telling his disciples that they need to see the big picture to take the long view.
耶稣教导他的使徒是要我们看一个大局面。
And to prepare them for the persecution that they will experience in the rest of their lives.
让他们预备准备接受这种任何的这种逼迫。
Our present suffering is not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us.
其实我们现在的受苦呢，比起在天国的这种奖赏。是无法比喻的。
So we've gone through the Beatitudes. What can we take away from these 10 short verses?
那么我们经历了这个刚刚学习的八福，那么在我们所学到的什么呢
？First, they tell us the way to enter the kingdom of God.
首先呢，它是告诉我们进入天国的这个方法。
Even though the full salvation plan of Jesus was not revealed at this early stage.The verse tells us that we must begin with repentance.
其实呢，那个时候呢，耶稣这个完整的这个救赎计划在开始的时候是并没有完全的显示出来。
To feel sorry for our sins and thirst for the righteousness of God.
那么我们应该为这个自己的罪呢感到遗憾，并渴望神的义。
Second, they tell us.What the DNA of a citizen of this heavenly kingdom is like.
其次呢，他告诉我们这个天国的子民的染色体是什么。
The citizens of the heavenly kingdom are gentle and meek because they trust God above who judges justly.
天国的子民是温柔还有温和的，因为我们相信神的公义。
They are merciful because they have received mercy.
他们是怜悯的，因为他们已经接受了怜悯。
They are pure in heart because they receive a new heart and continue to prepare themselves to see God.
他们心里是纯洁的，因为他们我们已经领受了一个新的心，然后做这个任何的善事。
They are peacemakers because they are given a ministry of reconciliation.
他们是造就和平的人, 因为他们被, 服役了一种和解的事工。
They are joyful and glad because, despite persecution because they set their mind on things above and not things on earth.
他们, 仍然是欢喜快乐, 虽然遭遇了这种逼迫, 因为他们把心思放在上面的事,
and finally, they tell us that God is eager to bless us.
最后呢, 巴弗告诉我们, Psalm
23, a psalm that we all familiar with, tells us that He is the one who makes our cup overflow with blessings.
那么, 诗篇 23篇, 我们是非常, 熟悉的。 因为这篇诗呢是告诉我们，这篇诗呢是告诉我们，我们的福杯是满意，福杯满意。
And He is the one that will pursue us with goodness and love all the days of our lives.
那么也告诉我们，一生一世必有这个恩惠，还有慈爱呢，跟随着我们。
Are you ready to experience His blessings as you live out the life of a citizen of the heavenly kingdom?
你准备好接受他的祝福吗？ 像是一个, 天国的子民,
Let's pray.
让我们来祷告。
Heavenly Father, we come before you with a repentant heart.
亲爱的阿爸天父, 我们来到你面前是有一个改, 这个悔改的心。
We are sorry that we accepted you as Lord, but many times in our lives, we remain the master of our own lives.
我们虽然对不起你, 当我们虽然是, 称呼是基督徒, 但是呢, 很多时间呢, 我们还是照着我们的心意去行的。
And we are sorry that we've read your commands and teachings many times, but many times you also failed to follow them.
主啊，我们非常对不起你， 虽然你教导我们多次， 但是多次呢， 我们是没有接受你的教训。
We ask the Holy Spirit to guide us, to urge us, as we live our life as the citizen of this heavenly kingdom.
主啊，我们祈求你， 帮助我们， 教导我们， 带领我们， 如何成为在天国的子民？
We are thankful that you have reserved the biggest blessing in heaven for us.
我们感谢你赐那最大的福分给我们， 从天上来的福分。
Open our eyes so that we are joyful and glad.
主啊， 请你打开我们的眼睛， 接受你的喜乐祝福。
Thank you and we pray in Jesus' name.
感谢主， 我们的祷告是奉主耶稣基督。
Amen.
Amen.